46. Nope. Psalm 46. I don't think there's a Deuteronomy 46.
There's not. It didn't sound right.
Psalm 46. Years ago, I think, might have been a senior in high school and might have been just outside of high school. We had, I don't know how it happened. My mom would do stuff and I don't know. We had a foreign exchange student living with us for a year. Naden. How many of you remember Naden? She was from Australia. Sweet girl. Came over and, you know, that they kind of, I don't know if they brief them on when you come here, you know, bring like a little something from Australia. So she brought some stuff, you know. And the one morning she made toast, and on the toast she put Vegemite. Anybody ever have Vegemite? Okay. So there it was, and she says, all right, you just take that and you just put that on your toast. I said, okay. So growing up in America, I lathered it the equivalent of strawberry preserves or jam. Vegemite is not strawberry preserves. All you need is a little, and it goes a long way. I was greatly surprised when I first took a bite. I like salty stuff, but that was... You know, there's certain things in our life, just a little bit goes a long way. And tonight, as we look at Psalm 46, we'll be reminded of some things. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Sometimes in life, we go through times where we just need encouragement. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help, in those next two words, in trouble. And sometimes in life, we get going in life, and we need the Lord to come by to encourage us. Anybody ever get discouraged? Sure. I think it's part of life. I think it's dangerous if we spend too much time in discouragement. I think it's lying if we say we don't ever get discouraged. I would consider myself somewhat of an optimistic person. But even optimistic people get discouraged. I'm not talking about depression. I'm not talking about anxiety. I'm just talking about discouraged. It didn't go according to plan. And you just need some encouragement. You know, that need is quite a range. Some people really are holding on by a thread. Again, you don't know, but you walked in here tonight and there might be a couple, a family, and they're about as broken as you can imagine. What they just need is the Lord to come by and encourage them a little bit. Some just need a little, what I would call a pick-me-up. 2:30 cup of coffee. Just a little pick-me-up. Just need to get over the hump. And sometimes that comes just by reading and encouraging scripture. God in Psalm 46 and verse 3, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, just knowing that God is aware of the crazy surroundings helps me. God is aware and He calms storms. He's in the midst of the sea. It's a blessing knowing, hey, the greatest source that we have to go to for encouragement is God Himself. The best thing you can do when you start feeling that, hey, I know I'm not seeing things right. What should I do? I get a little discouraged. Go to the Word of God. God has a way of ministering and speaking to you and guiding you and directing you through His Word that is truly second to none. Go to the Word of God. The Lord wants to encourage you. And in Deuteronomy chapter 31 now, turn over to Deuteronomy. I was ahead of myself. I had my Bible turned there, that's why I messed it up. Deuteronomy chapter 31, these are the words of Moses to Joshua. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. We are at the fifth book of the law. We are deep into the law again. Very soon we are going to make the final transition from Moses to Joshua. And Moses says these encouraging words to Joshua. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Look at verse 8. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. Hey, if you're looking for some encouragement in some dark and scary times, Moses transfers this thought to Joshua. He does it for all the world to see. And he says, I want you to know this, Joshua. The Lord go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. What encouraging words from God through Moses to Joshua. Church, I feel like I could say these exact same words to you. Here tonight, I could say, thus saith the Lord. And you know, we got, you know, Dave's going in for surgery. He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee. He will not forsake thee. Those are encouraging words. That's a promise, though, only the Lord can make. Only the Lord can make promises like that. The power of encouragement, I'm telling you, a little goes a long way. I was trying to encourage you to take a approximately 15 cents piece of cardboard or cardstock that's folded in half with maybe a pretty flower, you write a little note on it and send it to somebody. That might be the thing that just gets them over the hump. But the Lord, there's times when I'm maybe discouraged or maybe even to the point of disheartened. I sit down and I open up the scriptures, and it's amazing how God ministers and reminds me of who He is and who I am, and it encourages me. God Himself has the ability to encourage you. Isn't that a blessing? That's a blessing to me. Matthew chapter 11. The power of encouragement. Much like Vegemite, a little goes a long way. This is the message of God in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's encouraging. Why? Because we can take the thing that discourages us and bring it to God, and He can take care of it. And He has a way of taking discouragement and turning it into encouragement. That's a miraculous thing. How is it that I come sulking and pitiful and sorry for myself and just down, and I open up the Word of God and I walk away endeavoring to serve Him and others to the fullest? The power of the Word of God. I exchanged my care for His compassion. The power of encouragement. The best thing you could do is go to the Lord. But God has given us another option also. He included, in addition to, He's given us a family. And I'm thankful for that. God uses fellow Christians to encourage one another. Isn't that a blessing? I don't know how I got on Eric Rice's text list, but he sends me verses regularly with pretty little pictures. I don't know if you make those or how you get those or whatever, but it's an encouragement to me. Say, I would like to get those. Talk to him. He'll send them to you regularly. Sometimes like three of the same ones in the same day. Like it. Sometimes you just get lucky like that. But can I tell you, know what he's doing? He's doing the best way to encourage somebody is to relay the blessings and the promises of God back to man. The number one thing is for you to go directly to God and allow Him to minister to you. But if I'm going to be of truly any encouragement, I simply take the messages and promises of God and bring them to you directly. That's real encouragement. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Look at these verses. I don't know. I don't know if you came in discouraged. I was in a meeting and then I was trying to print a couple things and I didn't think they printed because Pastor Seatman took them off the printer, so I was reprinting and so I didn't get to see kind of everybody coming in. I don't know if you came in discouraged tonight. I don't know. Maybe you're discouraged. Say, what do you have to offer me? Well, I have a message for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain under the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Say, that's what you got? Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Simply relaying the promises of God. Hey, hang in there just a little bit longer. God is going to come back, and we want to be faithful when He comes back. A good Christian, a good friend, will take the truths of the Word of God and encourage the fellow Christian. You know how many times that has happened in my life? I couldn't even begin to count. But if you truly want to be an encouragement, you will relay the promises of God. I can't promise that He's going to return. God promises that He's going to return. And he says, comfort one another with these, simply reminding of the promises of God. We can use our words. Look at Proverbs chapter 12. We're almost done. Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs 12, 25. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. You know what that means? You can use your words, audible words, to be an encouragement.
What is your main source of communication? Texting? Would you say texting? Maybe?
I guess my generation, we don't really make a lot of phone calls as much. If you have something, just text me, right? I mean, that's my generation. So for someone to call me, that's a big deal. Amongst my peers. It'll usually be, hey, give me a call when you get a chance, you know, within the next 4 hours. And we understand that that is perfectly normal. But sometimes they'll get a phone call and answer the phone. Hi, how are you? What's going on? Nothing. So why are you calling me? Just want to see how you're doing. Was praying for you. That's encouraging. We can use our words. Do you see what that said? Proverbs 12:25. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. Maybe you came in discouraged. But a good word maketh it glad. We have the ability to encourage one another with the words that we say. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4. Very close to our verses in Thessalonians. 1 Timothy chapter 4. I hope you use your words for encouragement. We're not going to even get into the negative side. We're not going to even talk about how we could possibly use our words for discouragement. We're not talking about that tonight. We're talking about the power of encouragement, how a little bit of a kind word can go a long way. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of believers in word. See that? In word. Verse 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation. I can use my words to exhort. What do you do with your words? So, well, I really don't say much. Maybe you could consider using your words to relay the truths of the Word of God to be an encouragement. Two ways that we as Christians could be an encouragement to one another. Number one, by word, but number two, by example. Look at Hebrews chapter 10, and then we're done. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10 and verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, for our bodies washed with pure water. What does that mean? We got saved. Isn't that what that says? Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Hey, you got saved, hold on to that faith nice and tight. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. How can I encourage you to do right? By me doing right. Yes? The example of doing right and being an encouragement and living for God and living for righteousness will immediately have a positive impact upon your fellow Christian friends. It will encourage them. Encourage them. Look at Romans chapter 15. This will be our last verse. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15 and verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor. To please his neighbor for his good to edification. Let every one of us do good. Why? What does that do? It encourages. It edifies. It builds up. Say, Pastor, I sure would like to be an encouragement. What could I do? I'll tell you. I'll tell you right now. Listen. Listen quick, too. What are we to do? How am I to treat somebody else that will be encouraging? Pray for them. Prayer is encouraging. Being gracious is encouraging. Being merciful is encouraging. Being loving is encouraging. Kindness is encouraging. Peace is encouraging. Patience is encouraging. Understanding is encouraging. Faith is encouraging. Christ-like character is encouraging. Godliness and holiness is encouraging. Say, what can I do to help my fellow Christian? Be gracious. Be merciful. Be loving. Be kind. Look to make peace. Be patient. Try to understand. Hold fast to your faith. Are you listening to the encouraging words of your God? When you get discouraged, do you run to Him? Are you placing yourself around others that will help you get closer to the Lord? Hey, if you're looking for encouragement outside of the house of God, you're not going to find it. And are you being an encouragement to others? I'm telling you, encouragement, a little, that goes a long way. A kind word, a gracious gesture. I'm not too big to say, I don't need that. I need that all the time. I need encouragement. You need encouragement. Could we be that to one another? Could we go to the Word of God as our source for that? Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed. The power of encouragement. No matter your need, no matter the degree of your need. As we head out here tonight, I had one more prayer request that I don't know how I skipped it over on my list, but I asked that you'd regularly pray for our bus ministry. We're looking to start that up. Ms. Kalpi, what was that date? October 4th. And we are looking to start our bus ministry up October 4th. The bus is inspected. It might even have some fuel in it. It is ready to go to pick up kids. We wanted to wait until we saw how the school districts ran buses, and now we know. They pack them in there, and they just put a mask on them. It's pretty much what they do, right? Anybody ride a bus? All right, is that what they do? All right, very good. Sophie, how many people ride on your little mini bus? A bunch. At least two in a seat, in every seat. There you are. There's no social distancing on the buses. And, right, am I saying anything that's not true, Ms. Javisky? All right, very good. She works in the bus world. So, if that's what the school districts are doing, great. Praise the Lord, that's what we will do. And so, we're going to fill that bus up with little masked children and get them in here, and we're excited about starting that. But we need God's blessing on that. And we need God's protection, and we want the Lord involved in that. And that takes a lot of work, and I ask that you pray about it, but I ask that you pray about it with you maybe, how could I be a help and a support and an encouragement in that ministry? That takes a lot of hands on deck, and I'll be in prayer for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ that encourage us daily, not just with their words, but with their actions. Thank you, Lord, for surrounding us with such great people. Lord, I pray that you would help us now to continue to look for those places and opportunities for encouragement. Lord, that we would run to you. Lord, help us to be that to others. Lord, we love you, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great night.